Here we have a collateral sample note for a child or adolescent. So for collateral services, you have the code 90887. Appointment duration is face-to-face. So as you can see in this particular collateral session, client is not present, therefore it would be zero face-to-face. Remember, collateral services will always be zero face-to-face. All the time billed for this service would go under other time. So other time here is 38 minutes. This will include the time for the session as well as the note writing time. For a collateral session, you also include verbatim the CTP goal, and this one states that the client will reduce angry outbursts and include specifics from 7 days a week to 4 days a week. In the intervention section, in blue, phrases are highlighted in which we see the active interventions that tie directly back to the treatment goal. Notice that these interventions are behaviorally focused and skills building related, similar to rehab, but in collateral sessions, there's always a direct connection as to how these interventions will help the collateral or significant support person help the client reach his or her goal. So this is a session in which Mr. and Mrs. Cervantes, which are the parents of the client, attend a collateral session. Staff inquires about client's progress in the home towards reducing angry outbursts. So again, we're following up on the actual objective. Discuss developing behavioral modification plan, and it includes examples such as consequences and taking client's iPad or computer privileges away for a specific time frame when exhibiting these behaviors. Therapist address the importance of including a reward system, such as renting a movie or buying small art supplies and obtaining the client's input and ideas during the next session. And discuss anger management techniques that they can utilize, such as counting to 10 or drawing in her journal. So not only are we discussing actual skills that the parents can engage in to help the client, but we're also being specific as to what these are. And these interventions, of course, tie back to the actual objective, which is to reduce angry outbursts. In the response section in purple are the progress statement and functional impairment statement. So client continues to exhibit angry outbursts on a daily basis. That's the progress or lack thereof. Client remains at risk of being suspended. So because of these behaviors, the client is being at risk of being suspended. So even in collateral sessions, we still want to know what the functional impairment of the client is. In the plan section in green, we have what staff will do at the next session and what the parents will practice in between sessions. So again, please take a moment to review this collateral note in its entirety.